This is sex. Everyone gets what they want. This is sexploration.
Explore.
Play.
This is Sexploration with Monica.
Sex is proof that God loves us and wants us to have fun.
Sexploration with Monica on FCCFreeRadio.com.
Here we are at the El Rio. This is Sexploration with Monica on location. And I've found the beautiful, talented, and sparkly, and actually very, you subverted the dominant culture paradigm today, lady.
Every day. I try.
Excellent. It's all in a good day's work. Yeah. So your piece was called It's Better When It Jiggled, and you used a lot of tape. Tell me about what was going on there.
It's true. To an edited version of the 8-minute song L.A. Woman by The Doors, I discover a box called How to Hollywood, and inside the box is a Marie Claire magazine, although it doesn't really matter what magazine it is.
Just some fashion magazine.
They're all the same.
Right.
As long as they're airbrushed and horrible, I'll use them. And also 2 rolls of packing tape. I read the magazine and I wrap my body in the packing tape and eventually find myself to be successful in looking like the Marie Claire magazine.
Well, what's really amazing is, I mean, as you're doing this burlesque dance and you're kind of like, you know, suggestively like holding up your skirt to kind of tape up your leg, kind of like wrapping it up like a candy cane almost, and then like around the side, and then, but you give us a little jiggle every now and then, you know what I mean? But it actually, like, it really does, like, A, change the way you look, like you almost are making yourself a full body tape corset.
Yeah, I'm trying to contort my figure, and I'm trying to show what my body looks like when it does jiggle and when it does move in the way that, you know, usually gets people cheering and excited.
Right.
And then I constrict the jiggling with packing tape, which is clear but also puckers the skin and makes really weird and grotesque shapes.
It is pretty weird, but it's also like, interesting. Like, yeah. It's just the way that we kind of look, and then we're like, oh, we are, because I have plenty of fashion things that I need to tape things up and or down or away or in or out. You know what I mean? So it's like we actually do use tape for fashion all the time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It's an opportunity to take what folks kind of expect from the Marilyn Monroe dress and the Hollywood story and kind of give my own personal spin to it, which can inform the audience as to my perspective. I am shiny and glittery and glamorous, but my...
That's true, ladies and gentlemen. It's very true. She's very shiny and sparkly.
But that is really, that is my ploy to get you to look at me.
Right.
And then once you're looking, I want to make you think and have you really evaluate who I am.
Right. No, it's great. It's. I'd love to learn more about your, I know that you perform here on what, Wednesday nights?
Wednesdays and Fridays for the past 4 years, Red Hot's Burlesque has been at El Rio. It's absolutely our home, but we branch off into the East Bay and things like that as well. We also teach classes called the School of Shimmy, and those are taught out of Viracocha, which is also in the Mission.
And so you encourage like subversive and intellectual burlesque acts. I know that you feature Ginger's act where, you know, she ends up wearing a fake penis.
It's true. I feel like all forms of burlesque and all forms of kind of vaudeville entertainment are valid in this postmodern society. The pretty girl wearing pretty costumes dancing to pretty music for me is not enough.
Right.
I want to be given a story or a concept or something to sink my teeth.
A challenge.
Yeah, or something to sink my teeth into that is more than, wow, that girl's pretty, because we're all beautiful. And burlesque does celebrate that, and I appreciate that, but I ask all pretty ladies to show me their sexiest feature, and that's their brain.
Ooh, that's so good. Well, Dottie Lux, it's been such a pleasure talking to you. Is there anything else you'd like to share with Sexploration listeners?
please support live entertainment. It doesn't exist without you. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Dottie Lux, ladies and gentlemen, every Wednesday and Friday here at El Rio in San Francisco. It's like Mission and Cesar Chavez.
Pretty much. Mission and Presida.
Well, thank you so much. It was so fun to watch your act. Wow, neato.
Thank you. Good to meet you.
So I'm literally kind of back in the backstage area here at El Rio, and I'm sitting with Ginger, who is the editor of Horror Magazine, and that's what this event here at El Rio is all about. It's celebrating the release of the second issue of Horror Magazine, is that right?
Yes, indeed.
And this is Ziva we're listening to in the background. She's performing right now, an original songwriter and artist, and she just did a song about eating disorders. So she was like, butter, please help me feel something. Butter, please help me reason. It was really interesting, and, you know, all about the guilt and shame. But yet sometimes we do eat because of the emotions that we're feeling, not because we're hungry. You've got quite a lot of interesting people on the stage tonight.
Yeah, poets and writers and just fantastic women who are just expressive and extroverted and sexy and saucy and know so much about who they are and are wanting to express that and be in that. And I am lucky to know all of them.
Yeah. So she threw together this show in like less than 3 days or something. They just were like, oh, yeah, El Rio, we've got a free Monday night. So they just threw together like all these different performers. And you had Dottie Lux, the burlesque dancer here. San Francisco's sluttiest blogger did a little piece. And then also there was a poet on stage just as I arrived. And she was doing something about you love like concrete. What was that about?
That's Dusty Rose. She's amazing. She runs the new poetry mission every Thursday or every second Thursday at Viracocha. And she's just a fantastic poet. And she talks about really rich, dark, intense things. She sort of reveals all the confusions that we go through with sexuality and with love and with relationships and brings it to this place that is just transcendent and always gives me chills.
Cool. So, Ginger does this act where, and here at El Rio even, where you're painting yourself up and you wear this crazy wig and you're telling this story of this woman. And do you want to tell a little bit of the story?
Yes. Well, actually, basically, I tell the story of being the girl who is not like other girls, which is a truth for me. However, I do have a vagina, but the piece involves me stripping down to revealing my own fake cock. So it's a story that...
I'm sorry, you have a fake penis?
I have a fake cock. I cut a hole in a girdle and stitched it, and I put a dildo through it, and that's the reveal of the piece. So in honor of that, I'm in honoring all the people who are not like other people, but also trannies and hermaphrodites and anyone who just doesn't fit the idea of what they're supposed to be in their gender.
Right. And so Ginger is the editor of Horror Magazine. And the reason that you called your magazine Horror, like right there on the cover, is clearly a statement about sex worker activism.
It is about sex worker activism, but it's also about honoring all the women who are challenging and existing in lives that are a little bit below respectability, as the world has termed it or deemed it. And so basically we called it Horror because we attempt to give dignity to what has been scorned.
So what can, and I'm using finger quotes when I say normal, what can normal women get out of sex worker activism and magazines like Horror Magazine that are putting female sexual power out there and making it more available?
Well, obviously, I think that female sexual power is for all those who possess a vagina and more. So
you don't even have to possess a vagina. You could possess a penis if you like. Yeah,
you
right.
Could.
Okay.
Because being able to be honest and open and explore what sexuality is in a real way is a very important part of being in this world, so we don't so we're not just mired in the swamp of confusion. But yet at the same time, it's not just about sexuality, it's also about honoring all of the explorations of history and conceptualism and intellectualism around all of these ideas, and so that we can walk around sexier and smarter.
Sexier and smarter. Ooh, you mean I don't have to pretend to be stupid to be sexy?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, good. So you have an event coming up. It's in January. It's celebrating the third episode of Horror Magazine.
Yes, we will be having a big, huge, fabulous, fantastic party on January 19th. the Red Devil Lounge. And everybody, once again, give it up for Ziva Hadar. And it's going to be at the Red Devil Lounge, and we're going to have a reading, and we're going to have poets, and we're going to have bands, we're going to have Fox and Woman and Cumbrio and burlesque dancers and poetry horrors and all kinds of amazing people. So it's going to be a big, huge party, and we would love for you all to come.
Well, Ginger Murray, thank you so much for doing a quick interview while we were kind of back in the back of the stage here at El Rio. And it's just wonderful to see all of your friends on stage, all these beautiful, smart, incredibly... I just accused Dottie of subverting the dominant culture paradigm, and she's like, yeah, all in a day's work.
That's pretty much what she does, and she's brilliant at it.
Yay! Well, keep up the good work. Thanks so much.
Thank you. It's such an honor to always be interviewed by Monica.
Stop it.